Drought, wheat, and predictions. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Heard from University of Idaho agricultural economist Garth Taylor talking about a wheat field west of Moscow that looked very green, but it was only a few inches high, which is way below normal. Noting that we are in the middle of a very bad drought, which could seriously impact the state's economy, we asked him what kind of numbers he came up with the drought in mind.
This is a poor picture to take in the background right here, because look at that beautiful wheat field. It might have been a little bit bigger than this, though, but that's a beautiful wheat field. It's a poor representation, but you can see very burnt out areas here on the Palouse that we just haven't had the rain here to bring up in a very critical time for grain development. But around the state, we've got some very bad places, far worse than here on the Palouse. Down in the Lewiston area, we're not going to get much of a grain harvest out of this year. It's just too late for a lot of the maturing wheat, but that's still not as bad as it's affecting other parts of the state.
Drought or no drought, Taylor says we could have a good agricultural year in Idaho.
One of the things I want to bring out, we've talked about this. When we talk about drought, we're talking about its effect upon agriculture in the state. There's always a little bit of a paradox in this. A little bit of drought's always kind of good for some kind of farmers, in particular like potato farmers. The reduction in the quantity they produce is far offset by the increase in prices. That won't be the case for wheat, but it is for some of the crops that we grow here in the state of Idaho.
Fingers crossed. Produced by the Ag Information Network.